Well, preacher, Genesis to Revelation. So you're not walking in the dark. You're not walking by sensation. You're not walking by emotion. You're not just walking by simple things, but you're walking in the light. Hallelujah. Now, like that beautiful song, we'll walk in the light. Beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. You know, a lot of people will walk in the darkness of their doctrine, which contradicts the Holy Scriptures, and claim, I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ. No, you're not. There's no way a person can be under the blood of Jesus Christ unless they're in the Word. And the Word of God says this, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So, denominational doctrines in the light of the Word are dark. Anything that comes against this Holy Scriptures is darkness. If you add to it, God will add the plagues written in the book. If you take away from it, God will take your place out of the book of life. It's a straight and narrow way, and there's only going to be a few that will find it. Those that are hungry and thirsty. The Bible says, they that look unto them that look for Him, shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. It's a person that's looking for Him. Behold, the bride has made herself ready. Amen. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. It's a people that's turned on to God. They ain't got all the nits and things of the world hanging on them, brother. They've been combed through by the Holy Ghost. They've been straightened up about how to live their life and so forth. You know, a lot of people in the world will look at us and so forth, see the sisters with their long hair and so forth. I remember one time I went up to Brother Johnson's church, and I talked my sister-in-law, Linda, into going with us. And Brother Johnson was down in the basement when we walked in the church house. And we sat kind of to the back of the church. And of course, Linda had a miniskirt on about like this, you know. Of course, sitting back there, you couldn't see it. And Brother Johnson got to preaching near the end of his service. He got to talking. He's telling about how that God loves us. And he said, you know, God loves us so much, He knows every hair in your head. And He even wants to tell you how long to wear it. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says if a woman cuts her hair, she can't even pray. You know that? It's an uncommon thing for a woman to pray in public with her hair cut. That's what the Word of God says. Of course, Brother Johnson is just being real sweet and real loving, you know, and he's telling about, he even wants to tell you what clothes to wear and how to wear them. Of course, the Holy Ghost, you know, speaking through the prophet, Deuteronomy 22:5, it says, if a woman wears a garment that pertains to a man, she is the abomination unto her Lord. If a man wears a garment that pertains to a woman, he has made himself an abomination unto his Lord by doing that. Now, if a person in their darkness were living in the Laodicea